My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to a special time of Tuesday Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast on this, the 13th day of February, 2024. Coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, back in studio. This second day back after a couple of weeks being on cruises. The reason the show is off schedule today is I have an oncology appointment, and it's one that I couldn't delay to get a better time. So I had to schedule it for this morning, when the show would normally be on. Of course, it will be posted and up by then. So anybody that normally watches at 11 o'clock, it will be there. If you're here early this morning, welcome aboard. Have a cup of coffee. I had coffee early since I was working on the show. I have gotten my first Diet Coke of the day, however. All right, headline this morning, a sad headline. 16-year-old dies in a balcony fall. Also today, the duck controversy continues. A travel ban, travel iron ban. It's a no-no on Carnival. Port adjustments for the Escape Transatlantic. Captain Minnie Mouse. Arctic limitations and lots more. Here at 7:30 a.m. this morning. Today, folks, is Fat Tuesday. If you are not of the, I guess that would be Catholic religion, the basis for Fat Tuesday and Ash Wednesday and all those things. It's also National Pancake Day. So those are kind of related. But anyway, that's National Pancake Day. So at least, have some pancakes for breakfast today, folks, or for lunch. Or you could even have pancakes for dinner. I don't care. I like pancakes. I can eat pancakes any time. So if you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. We're going to be home for a while, folks. I've started doing some research and looking for some possible fill-ins. We are going to be going ahead with the August 14th Grand Princess from Vancouver to Anchorage. So let me know if you're interested in that. Pretty good prices for inside and ocean views. Balconies are ridiculously expensive, and we found that on all the cruise lines here in Alaska. They've always been expensive, but they're just seemingly more so this year, even than usual. Just beware. I'll be getting information out on that this week to everybody that's on my mailing list and social media sites and so forth. Hopefully, between me and Nate, we'll have the website going too, so you can actually do everything online should you want to. However, that's not done yet. All right, the top story this morning, folks. Clearly a sad story comes from our friends over at Royal Caribbean. On board Allure of the Seas, tragic incident occurred, resulting in the untimely death of a 16-year-old passenger who fell from a balcony while the vessel was traveling from Florida to the Bahamas. Circumstances surrounding the fall remain unclear, and investigations are currently ongoing. Despite the prompt and diligent efforts of the onboard medical team, the teenager succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at a nearby hospital. Royal Caribbean has issued a statement expressing profound sadness over the loss of the young guest and extends the deepest condolences to the family and loved ones affected by this unfortunate event. During this difficult time, the cruise line is offering its support and assistance to those impacted by the tragedy. Our hearts go out to the family and loved ones for the tragic loss. Out of respect for the family and their privacy, no further details have been disclosed. But a 16-year-old died from a balcony fall. All right. I'll be back with several more stories, folks, after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We've talked about this before several times, and it just seems like it just keeps going. Even more questions have arisen about the popular cruising duck phenomenon, if you want to call it that. The small toys hidden as a guest-led scavenger hunt on board the cruise ship. And the question now is whether or not it's accessible to attach a business card to the duck as a form of advertising for when they are found by other passengers. Now, I thought the duck phenomenon was for kids. A Carnival cruise guest recently questioned John Heald about the practice, wondering why it isn't permitted. Why can't we put business cards with the ducks we hide on every cruise? Our cards read, "You are in luck. You found the duck. Keep or hide, you decide. This is our business card with details of our business," the guest explained. "Where is the harm in this? Why does every cruise line but yours allow us to give the gift of laughter with the ducks and get nothing in return for doing this?" "To be honest," said John, "I don't know if we really have time to police this. And in fact, let's be honest, we don't," Hilt said. "The reason I said no is because we don't allow any kind of solicitation. And isn't attaching your business card to a duck solicitation?" Yeah, Thank you. You know, I'm sorry. I'm a businessman. I like to advertise any way I can. But, you know, are the ducks for adults or are the ducks for kids? I mean, some of you duck people maybe can answer that, and I can't. I mean, I've got two of them sitting right here looking at me that I found on cruises. But I thought it was something for kids. So, attaching a business, and the business card's clever, don't get me wrong. I mean, I appreciate the humor and the cleverness of the people that did that. Still, it's a business card, you know. You're trying to attract business. I would have to agree with John and Carnival on this one. And remember, Carnival isn't, they suggest not to do it. It isn't banned like it is on Disney. Disney flat out bans them. Of course, they don't want competition for the mouse or the other duck or some animal. All right. The next story. These strange stories today. Carnival Cruise Line brand ambassador John Heald, again, has clarified guests concerned about a travel item despite advertisements to the contrary is not actually permitted on board Carnival cruise ships. The item in question is a mini cordless travel iron that is being prominently advertised as TSA approved and cruise ship approved. Image of the iron's advertising include a beach scene with a cruise ship in the background. And while the ship has a dark livery, and that's the paint job, I hate that word, it is a generic ship not identifiable in any as any specific vessel. The iron in question is the Redia press iron from Magus Industries, a pocket-sized iron smaller than the palm of one hand, which heats up quickly and shuts off automatically. The company's website claims that the iron is optimized for cotton and polyester blends with heat sensors to adjust to different fabric types, and that it recharges fully in less than 2 hours. Should be noted that the iron's advertisement does not say cruise line approved, but only cruise ship approved, wording that is inconclusive. At no point does the iron's advertisement or the manufacturer's website state which specific cruise lines may have approved the product, and no cruise lines have mentioned the product by name. All types of irons, whether travel size or full size, are specifically noted on Carnival's no-no list. It's prohibited, folks. You know, number one, I would never think of taking an iron on a cruise. I understand some of you people care a whole lot more about a wrinkle in your clothes than I do. If I'm on a cruise and I've had stuff in a suitcase, it's going to be wrinkled. If it's that bad, I'll send it to the laundry. It's just me. But, I mean, I realize some of you want to look a lot better than I do. All right. That's Escape. I was on her in December. Great ship. Love the ship. Norwegian Cruise Line has announced a change to the scheduled itinerary for the Escape 16-night transatlantic voyage set to depart from New York April the 8th. The revision to the Breakaway Plus class ship, which affects several port calls, includes her visit to Bermuda, comes as the company prioritizes necessary technical maintenance. Anytime a ship is, they're talking about technical maintenance, I worry about azapods. The 4,200 passenger Norwegian Escape's voyage departing New York City April the 8th at 7 p.m. is slated to include a series of port visits that remain intact. However, the arrival and departure times on four of the ports have been adjusted. Now, folks, you can always check back with your travel provider and get the new schedule. And does this make a whole hell of a lot of difference? Probably not. You might have to adjust some if you got some independent excursions. You might have to adjust them. Under the updated schedule, the ship will now arrive in Bermuda an hour later in Punta Delgado an hour earlier. Arrive in Lisbon an hour later, and a Cadiz 30 minutes later. I don't see what difference that makes. Other than the ones that are later could be that they had to reduce speed for some, you know, planned reduced speed. I don't know. I mean, that's not much difference, folks. But anyway, you can check with your travel provider. They can give you all the skivvy on that. Anyway, Norwegian Escape's upcoming TA. Changes are due to require technical assistance. I don't know what that means. All right. Familiar face is now on the hull. About that. The hull of Disney Cruise Line's next new ship. Another milestone as the vessel enters its final stages of construction, adding the likeness of a famous Disney character to the front of the ship marked the next stage in construction for the Disney Treasure, which remains on pace to set sail in December of this year. The face of Captain Minnie Mouse now smiles from the bow of the Disney Treasure as construction of the newest ship from Disney Cruise Line continues at Meyer Werft Shipyard in Papenburg, Germany. And finally this morning, folks, as far as the news goes, the Norwegian government will amend environmental regulations in Svalbard, marking a significant turning point for Arctic cruise tourism. To preserve the unique wilderness and wildlife of one of Europe's largest untouched areas, the government is introducing measures limiting how cruise lines operate. These are measures that are, set to redefine the future of visiting this remote destination. The introduction of stringent measures from January 1st, 2025 include restrictions on the number of guests allowed ashore, limitations on ship sizes that are expected to drastically alter Arctic cruising experiences. They also limit things like speed around some of the birding areas. So, this is an overall blanket on preservation for the Arctic. And a lot of these ships up there, folks, are expedition ships. Some are not, but most of them are small ships to start with. So, that's the news from Norway and the Arctic going to start next year. All right, not expecting a whole lot of people in the chat room this morning, but let's see who is out of bed. Emily is up shoveling snow. She says, good morning. Yep, it is snowing up there. There's Kenneth down in Pennsylvania. Daniel Frank says, hey, how are you doing? Just fine. Glad you're with us. We may have pancakes for dinner because Mom and I were supposed to go out to a pancake dinner, but that got canceled. Yeah, well, that happens when it snows up there, Emily. It does, unfortunately. So, all right, guys. Like I expected, not a whole lot of people in the chat room this morning because of the early hour. Again, this will be processed and up at the regular time for everybody to check out today. Hopefully, I'll be home from the oncologist about the time of the show goes live, maybe a little bit after that. I see Mike just popped in. Good morning, Mike. You're just in time for me to say goodbye. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. I'll be back at our normal time tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for being with me. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button today, folks. If you have not subscribed, please consider doing so as we're heading on our assault for 10,000 subscribers. We're actually up to 5360 or something like that. So we're moving steadily right along, and I do appreciate that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. To the oncologist. All right, guys, see you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.